You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales authorities say the latest Omicron infection could be the country's first case of community transmission of the new variant. The other cases have been found in overseas arrivals from southern Africa. New South Wales Health says there is concern that the newest case was acquired in the community, as the student at Regent's Park Christian School in Western Sydney has no links to overseas travel or people who have recently been overseas. New South Wales now has recorded 9 cases of the new variant, bringing the national total to 10, with the other case documented in the Northern Territory. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the overall numbers remain low.
I think transmission is always a concern, but we also again need to just keep it in perspective at the moment that worldwide there's not a clarity around whether or not this particular variant is going to cause us anywhere near the problems that the earlier variants caused us. We're well placed if it does increase, but at the moment it's very early days. So I think my advice to the community is be cautious, just the way you always have been, but don't anticipate necessarily a rapid growth. But let's just go cautiously.
And South Africa's High Commissioner to Australia, Martinus van Schalkwyk, has urged the Australian government to remove travel bans imposed on southern African nations over the Omicron variant. Cases of the new COVID-19 variant have now been recorded in at least 25 countries. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the travel bans are based on medical advice he's received, and they will remain in place for now. Australia has imposed a fortnight's ban on travel from 9 southern African countries from entering Australia. Mr. van Schalkwyk has told SBS News Australia's actions raise questions of double standards.
And you may recall a year ago when all of this started, allegedly in China, the world criticised China, saying they were not transparent. And a country like Australia actually led the campaign against China to keep them accountable in different international fora. Now this time you have a country, South Africa, our neighbours Botswana, who were absolutely transparent. And the knee-jerk reaction was to punish us, to isolate us.
And an Indigenous elder has become the first to die from COVID-19 in the Northern Territory. The unvaccinated woman, aged in her 70s, was from the Binjari Aboriginal community on the outskirts of Katherine. The Northern Territory has also recorded 2 new cases of the virus, both in people who had been interstate, causing the Territory to increase its border restrictions with South Australia. Chief Minister Michael Gunnett says the death is news he'd hoped he'd never have to share.
This is a period of great sorrow for a family and for an entire community. I know the media and others will afford them the privacy and respect they deserve. And we all grieve with them today. All Territorians grieve with them today.
And the Northern Territory's outbreak currently stands at 60 cases. And the National Expert Vaccine Group says it's decided to leave its advice on the booster shots unchanged. The federal government has requested the group consider whether the time between the second COVID-19 vaccine shot and the booster should be halved to 3 months after the emergence of the Omicron variant. It says at this stage there's no evidence to suggest earlier booster shots will increase protection against Omicron, although they will continue to monitor the data. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.